This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News, Mental Health and Technology channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. A nationally recognized authority in the treatment and prevention of eating disorders, depression, anxiety, and related mental health issues, Lori Osachi, MSS, LCSW, recently launched Text to Be Well, powered by CareWire. The first of its kind, 8-week text messaging series combines the proven mental health techniques of cognitive therapy, group counseling, and life coaching to help participants turn negative thoughts around and change unhealthy habits, all through mobile and web-based communications. Lori, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I'm glad to be here.
And we are as well. So for starters, why did you develop a texting program to help people with a negative body image?
Well, as a therapist, you can only help so many people one-on-one. And additionally, there's only a small percentage of people that fall within the range of clinically diagnosable eating disorders, but many, many more people suffer from negative body image, and I wanted to find a way to reach more people and also help with that overall problem.
From your experience and all that you see, why do so many people criticize their bodies and pick them apart?
Well, it's a good question. So oftentimes, unfortunately, advertisers and the media teach us from the time we're born to not like our bodies and not like our looks. Because if, you know, we like the way we are just the way we are, then we wouldn't buy all those products to try to get rid of fat and cellulite and wrinkles and gray hair and all the other things that we're kind of taught not to like about ourselves. So we're conditioned, unfortunately, from the time we're little to not like who we are. In fact, children as young as age 5 define fat as a negative word, and girls as young as 8 start their first diet. So it has a lot to do with our culture, unfortunately.
Certainly agree with you there. How does negative body image hurt other parts of a person's life?
Well, when you don't like who you are, it affects the energy you put out into the world. And so when, you know, I work with people that sometimes they don't like themselves so much that they avoid social situations or trying to enter into a relationship. There are people that don't go to the beach because they don't want people looking at them in a bathing suit. So it can really negatively affect your social life, your self-esteem, your relationships, sometimes your job and work. So it seems maybe like a small thing, but it can have far-reaching effects to other parts of your life.
Today we are with a nationally recognized authority in treatment and prevention of eating disorders, depression, anxiety, and related mental health issues, Lori Osachi, who recently launched Text to Be Well, powered by CareWire, here on eHealth Radio's Health News, Mental Health and Technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So Lori, if I have a bad body image, for example, does it mean I have an eating disorder?
Sure. Well, a lot of people with eating disorders have a negative body image, but it's also true that sometimes when you don't like your body, you can have some eating disorder symptoms as well. That's not always the case, but I always tell people it's important not to just focus on the most severe eating disorders like anorexia, bulimia, and compulsive overeating, but think about eating disorder behaviors on a continuum. And so even though you may not be clinically diagnosed with an eating disorder, you may have some eating disorder behaviors like eating when you're not hungry, emotionally eating, or you make yourself throw up, but not to the point where it's clinically diagnosable. And body image, negative body image, can go along with that cluster of behaviors.
And also, if one doesn't like their body, is there anything they can do to feel better about it?
Well, that's part of why we created the Text to Be Well program. It gives a series, it's an 8-week texting series where you receive a tip each week on how to improve your body image. And then you receive an action step, which how you can implement it in your daily life. And then the third text is an opportunity to go to a private online forum and share your progress with working on those tips and the challenge steps with other people going through the same journey. And we also send an affirmation that helps you feel positive and stick with it.
I think it's tremendous what you have created here, and we really have appreciated your joining us here today briefly. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, takeaway, or a tip for the listeners today?
Well, I just would like to leave listeners with the first tip that's in the Text to Be Well positive body image program, which is to think about how you talk to yourself when you look in the mirror and be aware, do you talk to yourself nicely or do you criticize parts of yourself? And then think about, would you say those things to your best friend or to a child? And if you wouldn't, then you need to stop doing that to yourself. And the program gives a lot more tips on how to start to change negative thinking around your body. So I hope people will give it a try. It's a low-cost private way to start to turn around negative body image.
Before you go, Lori, where can listeners get more information on Text to Be Well and how could one be in touch?
Well, there's a couple of ways. The easiest way is to text the word Be Healthy, all one word, BEHEATLHY, Be Healthy. Text that word to 44222. And you can also go to our website, www.texttobewell, that's TXT2B, the letter B, well, WEL.com, or you can go to my website, bodyimagecounseling.com.
Well, Lori, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
And it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with a nationally recognized authority in the treatment and prevention of eating disorders, depression, anxiety, and related mental health issues, Lori Osachi, who recently launched Text to Be Well, powered by CareWire, the first of its kind 8-week text messaging series combining the proven mental health techniques of cognitive therapy, group counseling, and life coaching to help participants turn negative thoughts around and change unhealthy habits, all through mobile and web-based communications. And for more information, visit texttobewell.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.